Ephesians chapter 6. God in his grace recognizes what we are as human beings, and he makes provision for us. And the provision is that we might don or take on the helmet of salvation. And I just think of this as such a wonderful thing to think about. If I really understand the whole scope of, at least appreciate in some measure the grace of God that brings with it salvation, what happens is I remember what I was, and I remember the grace of God that has reached to me. I put that on and I say, well, if all things are new for those who are in Christ Jesus, I'm going to start asking the questions like this. God, what is your mind on this subject? God, what is your thought on this subject? I get into the Word. And if I don't know how to get in the Word, it was mentioned earlier, and I want to just emphasize it again. Find someone who you can come alongside and say, teach me. Show me how to mind this scripture so that I can keep my mind stayed on the Lord. That I can keep my mind focused. That I can keep my mind from the temptation and the subtlety of the enemy who desires to remove us from the simplicity that is in Christ. Put on the helmet of salvation. Peter puts it this way, remember, add to your faith, virtue, and all of these things in 2 Peter chapter 1, lest you be like those who forget that you were delivered from your old sins. We have to be very cognizant of the fact, very aware of the fact, that when we fell in sin, everything fell. Everything. Our minds, our spirits, our souls, and then the body will manifest exactly the realities of that. And when we've come to faith in Christ, he wants us to be emulators of him. Paul says in Philippians 2, let this mind, which is in Christ Jesus, be in you. Don't presume that just because you're here or just because you're going along, that you're okay, that I'm okay. We have to be on constant watch and constant vigil, lest we in our own minds be found to be puffed up, to be found thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought, and failing to realize that that produces a leprous condition. We are called to have the humility of mind, to be humble, to have no thought of self. The last verse that comes to mind is from we get in Matthew. And the Lord Jesus said to his disciples and to that company of believers that were there, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Too many believers, I don't know if there's any in this room, many believers are too reliant on experience. They want to experience or feel something. Well, that's okay. We should feel something. We should feel warmed and exhilarated in our souls when we sing and think about the greatness of the Lord Jesus. There should be an emotional engagement. But so many want to avoid engaging the mind. I think about everything else. I get all the information on the internet from everything else in the world, but how about engaging our minds to appreciate and to love the Lord Jesus with a very deliberate intentionality? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, strength and mind. May the Lord help us to realize that it starts in the mind. It starts in what we're thinking, how we're thinking. You're thinking now. Oh, well, time, break time. He's overtime already. Or am I thinking, Lord, where's my thought life? Am I so focused on myself that I forget to think about how I'm to be able to serve you and to serve your people? The Israelites were on a journey collectively. You and I are collective. We're not individual. We're not islands. We're not isolated. We are on a journey together. We are going to meet the Savior. And anyone who has this idea of the pride of mind or this idea of leprosy in the head, I can be a hindrance to this community of life that is to be going on and progressing, seeking with one desire and one purpose that Christ might be magnified. That's why we want to take this subject up. That's why we want to talk, because we want to remove every hindrance, be aware of every hindrance that robs us of the purpose to which God has called us. May the Lord help us for his name's sake. Amen.